Shinarnu peoples and the homeland of the Red River Métis Nation. Hi there, and welcome to Voyage here at CKUW. Jazz from now until 1 o'clock. My name's Keith Black, and as always, you're going to hear some of the best in the current world of jazz and a historical segment today that is one of my all-time favorites, and I'll talk about that in just a minute. Glad to have you with us. I hope that you can stick around for the rest of the show. Because there is always some neat stuff happening. Lovely day outside at the moment here in the Peg. And I hope that if you're listening live, you know that. We stream live at ckuw.ca and archive our shows there. So you could be listening anywhere in the world right now or anywhere in the world weeks from now. So however you got here, welcome. And I hope that you can stick around. I'll go through the playlist briefly, and then I will go back and do things on an individual basis. I'm going to start today with an album that's not brand new, but I haven't played it for a while, and I was playing it at home and thought, you know, I need to play this on air again. This is a fine, fine album. It's Quinson Natchoff, saxophonist, Canadian-born, from an album called Flux from a few years ago. Then pianist Andy Milne and Unison, a great trio album, brand new. Then a fascinating album, and I will talk about it a little later, and I know that I owe this one to our station manager, Rob Schmidt. He has set me up for this, and I will talk about that a little while later. It's by a band called The Mesthetics, with a guest as well. Then pianist Chick Corea and banjo player Bela Fleck from a fascinating duet album recorded a few years ago. And who knew that a banjo could be that remarkable in the world of jazz? And it is. Following that, my historical segment today, and I need to say I may go into more detail about this, but I had a struggle with myself on this one. I decided that it was summer, and I was playing a couple of tracks from this recently as well. It's Miles Davis and Gil Evans, an adaptation of the Gershwin opera Porgy and Bess. It's a brilliant jazz classic, and I was wondering how I could edit it down, because it runs about 50 minutes if the whole thing is done in order. And I say, okay, I'll take this track out. No, I'll take this track out. No, I'll take another one track out. And after a lot of debate with myself, I decided I was going to do something I don't think I've ever done before, and that is I'm going to play the whole thing. I'll break it off in the middle to explain to folks what's going on, but you are going to hear the whole of Porgy and Bess from beginning to end in a couple of segments once I break it up by letting folks know what they're listening to. And that's coming up in my historical segment a little later on. Then saxophonist Jason Robinson with a fascinating album from a new one, actually. Then Toronto band called Toontown. And finally, guitarist Bill Frizzell from his new album called Orchestras. And I'll talk about that later, because indeed it is orchestral in nature. There's the whole thing today in capsule form. Now, I need to go back and talk a little bit more detail. Quinson Natchoff is a fine, fine talent. He records frequently now in the States, although he is Canadian by birth. And this album from a few years ago called Flux has David Binney on alto, Kenny Wallison on drums, timpani, tubular bells, and percussion, and piano, Fender Rhodes, and synthesizer, and Moog, and all this other sort of electronic things are Matt Mitchell, and tenor saxophone Quinson Natchoff as the leader. This is a very fine album, and actually almost anything by Natchoff is worth listening to. This one is, I say, from probably 6-7 years ago now. And there is so much jazz scattered all around my very messy, what I call my office. It's messy, regardless of what I call it. And I was playing some of this because it's just, there's so much good stuff that I don't get a chance to replay, sort of thing. So here from the album Flux with saxophonist Quinson Natchoff, going to play a track, runs about 12 minutes or so. It's called Tightrope. Here is Quinson Natchoff.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, now that I've got your attention, that was Tightrope with Quinson Natchoff on as the leader of that quartet, with David Binney on alto and Kenny Wallison on bass and Matt Mitchell on piano. It's a very interesting album from a few years ago, and I love that. I love the album. I love that track. But it sort of it takes a life of its own there at the end, doesn't it? You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 here live on Wednesdays. Streamed live at CKUW.ca and archived there as well. I'm moving on to a different sound now with pianist led by Andy Milne, and Unison is his band. He was born in Hamilton, Ontario, but is internationally known, as performed all over the place. This new album with his trio is called Unison, as I say. It has bassist John Hebert and drummer Clarence Penn. And there are two guests on some of the tracks: Ingrid Laubrock on saxophone, and koto player Yoko Rikano Kimura. Some really neat guest appearance there on both of them. They're both longtime colleagues and add a dimension to the music that's really terrific. This is a fine album, actually. There's a depth of emotion here that is tangible. His previous release acknowledged his successful fight with cancer, and this one chronicles his search for his birth family, having been adopted as an infant. And I gather sometime not that long ago, his wife gave him a gift of Ancestry.com. He took the test, and it changed his whole life. He found his birth family through that, and he displays powerful feelings in A Gift of Music, saying thanks and whatever. A terrific album here. I'm going to play three tracks. One of them especially is quite short. The first one is called Purity of Heart. Second one is called Lost and Found. That's sort of an interesting title there. And Papone is the third one. Here is Andy Milne and Unison from the album called Time Will Tell, another appropriate title here. And this first track is called Purity of Heart. Andy Milne.
Thank you.
just like that. Three tracks from pianist Andy Milne's trio album. The band is called Unison. Andy Milne and Unison. Very fine album there. I really like this. His writing as well as his playing is just stellar. The album is called Time Will Tell. And the time now, speaking of which I might as well tell, is 10:37 Central Time here in Winnipeg. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 here on Wednesdays. Any time at all, actually, if you want to check on what's happened previously around here, if you go to ckuw.ca and follow the link to your show that you're interested in, there are options for podcasting, downloading all our parts of those shows, so you can figure out what's been happening while you were engaged in other activities. Well, this next album, I mentioned at the outset, I really need to thank our station manager, Rob Schmidt, for this. Last week, I was playing a couple of tracks from saxophonist James Brandon Lewis's new album. And James Brandon Lewis is at the very top of the current saxophonists in the jazz world, especially on tenor, and has done some remarkable albums, some great concept albums, and his playing and his writing and whatever else is very, very fine. And Rob was telling me when I heard this that was I aware that he had recorded with a trio called the Mesthetics. Now, the Mesthetics is a trio that is sort of an outgrowth of the band called Fugazi. Now, to be honest with you, I don't think I'd heard of the Mesthetics, but I certainly have heard of Fugazi. Fugazi's been around for a lot of years. And two of their former members, bassist Joe Lally and drummer Brendan Canty, added guitarist Anthony Pirog and formed the group called the Mesthetics out of Fugazi. Now, if you listen regularly, you also know that I don't have much use for a lot of labels that occur in the jazz world. But the labels that are attached to this music are really quite interesting. I'll read them, some of them. Jazz Punk Jam, Experimental Rock, Progressive Rock, Art Punk, Jazz Fusion, and Post-Hardcore. There you go. But they have added to their latest album, which is just recently out, the saxophonist of James Brandon Lewis. So all that hard-edge stuff, which you can decide whether or not is accurate, or even if you know what it means. And clearly, this album really takes off. This is obviously there's rock influences, all other sorts of things. But James Brandon Lewis just adds a different dimension to the trio that wasn't there before. Now, the other thing I need to say to you, if you're not aware of it, is that the trio, Mesthetics, not with James Brandon Lewis, but the basic trio, was on the performance list at this year's folk festival that just was at Birds Hill. And so the Mesthetics have this sort of almost local link here at the moment from their latest album with James Brandon Lewis. Now, did you follow all of this? It's not going to be in the exam, but there is clearly a lot of wheels within wheels going on here. And again, I thank Rob for turning me on to this because I immediately went home, checked out this album, thought, oh, mercy, I got to play this. So I'm going to play three tracks from the album, the self-named album, which is just The Mesthetics and James Brandon Lewis. I'm going to play L'Orso, Emergence, and Three Sisters. Now, one of them only runs 2 or 3 minutes, but here are three tracks from The Mesthetics plus saxophonist James Brandon Lewis. Away we go. Thank you. The trio called Mesthetics from their new album, The Mesthetics, with James Brandon Lewis, one of the top saxophonists in the jazz world, combining there with a group with an undefinable background of jazz, punk, whatever. A very cool album, and I thank Rob for turning me on to that and making me aware, which I had not been, of that current release of these two forces, if you will, combining for that album, The Mesthetics and James Brandon Lewis. Very neat. Well, it's 10:55 already. That's sort of hard to believe, but we're getting close to the end of our first hour today. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW. My name is Keith Black. Moving on to another change of style and sound now. Pianist Chick Corea, who in his life, his jazz life, performed some remarkable small ensemble, large ensemble, you name it, he did it all, including a couple of really neat, a very famous duet album with Gary Burton on Vibes. And he was touring in 2019. By the way, I should say that, sadly, Chick died in February 21. In 2019, he was touring in Europe with, on his last tour, I think, actually, with banjo player Bela Fleck. And part of the concerts that they performed, and then some studio work as well, were put together for this album, which has just come out on Bela Fleck Productions, as a matter of fact. It's called Remembrance, and it is a very, very fine duet album. And as I mentioned in my review and on air here, it's the banjo is not an instrument normally associated, at least there aren't very many, in the jazz world. And I don't think any that can come up to the virtuosity of Bela Fleck. He just absolutely nails this sound. And while the sound is different, the virtuosity and the combination of thoughts and ideas and working together with Chick Corea are really quite remarkable. I am going to play three tracks. The first one is called Scarlatti Sonatas, and that's exactly, I guess, what they are. Scarlatti being obviously the classical composer. Then there's a brief improv called Impromptu Number 5 called Jabberwocky, as in "Twas Brillig and the Slithy Toves," that one, you know. And then there is a track called Small Potatoes. Here are Chick Corea and Bela Fleck, not a combination that is very common in the jazz world, but my goodness, it works here. Here they are with two or three tracks from their album called Remembrance.